Agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on report of external audit plan by Mike O'Brien, audit partner with RSM US LLP.
At this time of the year, we get ready to prepare for our FY17 external audit. And I have Mike O'Brien here from RSM. He was going to give his a plan and approach for the external audit. So I'll turn it over to Mike.
Thank you, David. Good morning, board members. Mike O'Brien. We have a few slides to run through, but if you have questions as I'm going along, please let me know. I know there's some new members here. I'm Mike O'Brien. This is my contact information. Been doing the audit for a few years, but want to make sure you have that information. We're going to have a brief presentation about the plans for the upcoming financial statement audit. Just want to make sure the board realizes, you know, the auditor does work for the board in conducting the audit. Obviously, we have to work with management to conduct the work and the procedures, but we do, we are here to establish a, you know, a communications process in case you have questions or input. This is my information, and you're free to call me or email me at any time. Some of the things, so we've provided you with some information that's in your package about the audit and the arrangement letter. But if you know, these, I've listed a few typical things sometimes board members have questions about. Can have many questions, but just let you know that's kind of a memory jogger. If you have questions, I'd be happy to address them now, or you can call me or email me anytime during the audit process. So the scope of the of what we're engaged to do for the authority is to audit the financial statements, which we're in a purely auditing capacity. The staff of the River Authority actually prepares the comprehensive annual financial report and does all the accounting. So we're doing tests of transactions and procedures to render our auditor's report, which is that first bullet item of whether or not, in our opinion, the financial statements are fairly presented in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. So this is a standard audit process for financial statements for governmental entities, river authorities, and other municipalities. There's another report we issue called the Government Auditing Standards, Compliance with Laws and Regulations. Since the authority does receive federal and state grants, we conduct the audit both under the Government Auditing Standards, which is a federal sort of set of rules, and then the American Institute of CPAs Auditing Standards. So that's at the financial statement level. The second section here that says federal and state grants, if there were over $750,000 in expenditures in total on federal grants or on state grants, then there's another set of audit requirements that is triggered with respect to those grant programs. Now, that threshold has not been met in several years, but in case it is, when we come in and do the audit, then we'll have to do certain audit procedures on those federal or state grants. And at the end of the audit, when we come back, and I've got a timeline, I'll go over here in a minute with you, there is certain information we'll report to the board in addition to that auditor's report that's included in the comprehensive annual financial statements. So right now, we're in kind of the planning and risk assessment process. Every year we go through and make sure and reassess the approach and the procedures, because we're auditing to try to determine whether or not there are material misstatements in the financial statements, which means we don't audit every transaction. We have to determine where the risks are that there might be errors and mistakes in the financial statements. So we gather a bunch of information and data, boil that down, and come up with our audit approach. So this is, you know, that's what we've been doing the last couple of months. And if you have information or concern, you can, this is a good time to flow that into the process. Don't anticipate any significant changes from what we've done in the past. I know there's some big transactions that are, you know, kind of like the system operating permit and the Graham project, which have been out there for a number of years, are going to kind of finalize and be accounted for this year, so we'll definitely look at those major transactions. So timeline-wise, we're in July, so we're right in the middle of kind of the flow of time that we go through. We've been planning and doing other things leading up to this meeting, but most of the actual work is October, November time frame, and we're out here in the field doing procedures, gathering data, et cetera. Then staff drafts the financial statements in December, and we review those, and we go back and forth and make changes, and then we come back to the board meeting in January with the final presentation. That's the timeline. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, the focus we have is reporting on those financial statements and whether or not all of the information and the disclosures are contained that are required and that they comply with the correct accounting standards. We do test internal controls. We don't give a report or an opinion on whether or not you have all controls present. We do test the controls over water sales, cash disbursements, and the payroll system. Those are the major significant kind of control processes that drive most of the information in the financial statements. If we were to become aware of a significant issue there, we'd report that back to the board in a management letter at the end of the audit. So you would hear about it if there was a significant problem or concern. Federal and state grants, just letting you know, that's a different level of audit. That's not, you know, the financial statements are pretty, there's lots of numbers there and pretty large materiality level. When you get to the grants, you're looking at specific grant expenditures. So should that requirement be triggered, it's really a totally different audit than the financial statements. So at the end of the audit, when we come back in January, this, I know you probably can't read all those lines, but there's lots of information that we will report back in a written letter to the board on how the audit went, were there any issues, any concerns, any audit adjustments. So if you don't hear back from me until January, that means everything's going along well. There are a couple of X's there in the column that says communicate when an event occurs. If we were to have a dispute or disagreement over a major dispute or disagreement over accounting or auditing matters, or if we were to become aware of a fraudulent or illegal act that are, you know, recorded in the financial statements, we would contact the chair of the board at the time that were to be identified. We wouldn't wait till the end of the audit. Just to let you know how that sort of protocol works. And that's my high-level overview, run through pretty quickly. Be happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.